Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, proud to support the work of OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver as he looks for that next great variety coming out of the OSU wheat breeding program. We talked with Dr. Carver recently about that process that he takes to get to that right variety.
They've got to be able to take stress. You know, what we have to deal with in Oklahoma, and stress can mean a lot of different things. Of course, we've been dealing with a lot of drought stress, and so I've actually looked at that. You can pick them out by eyeball. Of course, then we have to use the numbers. We get the numbers in the summer, and I really go over through that. There's about 6 weeks in the summer where I just try to hide, just immerse myself in all the data, because I want to match that data with what I see in the field. You know, and I have some expectations. Some of those aren't ever met, but sometimes they are, and that's when you know you've got something good. But drought stress and disease stress and grazing stress, just anything that we can throw at it. And that's why it takes us a little bit more time, I think, than most programs to arrive at a final product.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, bees are something we always like to see in the summer, and some folks even plant certain flowers to attract those bees. Radio Oklahoma Ag Network intern Macy Carter had the chance to visit with Courtney Burr. She's an OSU Extension Farm Management. She's an OSU Extension Farm Management Specialist, and she discussed some upcoming bee workshops that you guys can attend.
Yes, we have two main workshops. The first one is July 26th from 9 to 3 in Oklahoma County. If you're interested in registering for that workshop, you just have to contact the Oklahoma County Extension Office. There is a $20 fee. It basically just covers lunch and snacks and kind of the cost of putting on the workshop. And then September 7th, we have a workshop in Tulsa County. This one is a little bit special. We have an educator coming from Arkansas, so you get to hear from someone new and outside of Oklahoma, so that'll be exciting. We don't have the registration set up yet for that, but be on the lookout for announcements.
Burr also said in the case that you see a swarm around your house, or if a swarm settles near your house, the best thing to do is call the professionals.
A swarm happens when a hive is actually doing really well, and they split. So it's a way for the hive to split. Half those bees go find a new home, sometimes in your tree, sometimes in the soffit of your houses. That is a really important time to get in touch with the beekeeper, because it is much easier for us to remove a swarm than it is to remove a hive that's become established. And so calling a beekeeper, take a photo. That's really important. We need to know what we're dealing with. So as much photo evidence as you can get. And then calling your county extension office. They oftentimes have a list of beekeepers on Facebook. Most of the beekeeping clubs around the state will have a Facebook page. And so posting that information there, beekeepers love to catch swarms. There are less beekeepers that do what we would consider a hive removal. So if there's a hive in your house, so if a hive ends up in like the soffit of your house or in a tree in your yard, that's a little bit more difficult to deal with. And so there's fewer beekeepers that handle that. They usually charge. And some of that is just because it is difficult work. I would recommend not just killing bees, especially if they're in the side of your house, because what happens is, sure, you kill the bees, but all that honey and comb and baby bees are left in the side of your house, and that goes bad, and then you have smell and rotten honey oozing out of your, you know, electrical plates and things like that. So definitely get in touch with a beekeeper. You know, people can contact me and I can give them more details in terms of like which Facebook groups to post in and things like that.
Burr said anything that pollinates is a good insect to have around. Her recommendation is to ensure that your garden practices are bee friendly and maybe even implement some pollinator plants into your property. That's an amazing step towards doing your role to save the bees. You've got farm news on Ron. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.